Listening Test 9. Listen to part of a talk about waste.
UK households produce over 30 million tonnes of waste each year. How to deal with this waste is a huge problem which affects us all. We all take it for granted that we can put things in our dustbin if we don't want them anymore. But with the average person in the UK producing over 480 kilos of waste each year, the idea that we can buy things and then just throw them away when we've finished with them has got to change. At present, about 60% of our waste each year goes into landfill. This creates significant problems for the environment. A lot of the items in landfill won't break down for over 200 years, which means that our children and grandchildren will still be living with the rubbish we throw away today. So, what can be done? Basically, we need to consume less and recycle more. And I believe that governments, businesses, and individuals all have to take responsibility for making this happen. Firstly, governments must improve the way in which waste is collected. Statistics show that most people would recycle more if it was easier. So governments need to make sure that everyone understands what can be recycled and how they can recycle it. And they need to make it easy for people to recycle. Secondly, governments need to provide incentives to businesses and individuals to think about the environment more. For example, they could offer tax reductions to companies or individuals that produce less waste. What about businesses? What can they do? Firstly, businesses must reduce the amount of packaging they use. Did you know? About 16% of the cost of any product you buy pays for the packaging. If businesses reduce this, it's not only good for the environment, but it could also make things cheaper. Where they have to use packaging, they should use materials that have been recycled or materials that can be recycled in the future. Secondly, businesses can encourage customers to bring back their old products when they buy a new one. This is especially helpful for electrical items, such as TVs, fridges, and washing machines. So, what can individuals do? We, as individuals, need to make choices when we buy things. We shouldn't simply look at something and say, "Oh, I'd like that. That's a nice colour." We need to really think about the impact of that product on the environment and ask, "Do I really need it? How much damage will I do to the environment if I buy it?" Also, think about where your waste is going. Recycle things whenever you can, and don't let old electrical goods end up in landfill. Finally, use your waste fruit and vegetables to make compost for your garden. Did you know, up to 50% of the waste in an average dustbin could be made into compost? This will break down naturally into compost which you can put on your garden. It saves landfill and makes your garden plants healthier at the same time. So, in conclusion, I would say that this is very much a shared responsibility.